See that wall, how much it's bone?
Yeah.
Now they,
wow.
This is a
with just weeks system. Left to find a home and still get the tax system. Credit, Realtor Scott Wendell is taking newlyweds Laura and Cody Schultes on a house-hunting mission in the Des Moines suburbs. Their first stop, a three-bedroom built in 1972, recently listed at $162,000. Wendell points out some structural problems in the basement.
A lot of times that happens right where the frost line is.
Okay.
Where it freezes and then pops the wall in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
The three make their way upstairs and, after a quick survey of the kitchen, head out the front door. Cody Schultes says he's considered buying before, but he's serious this time.
We're finally geared up and ready to do it. We've been talking about it forever,
okay.
And we just know it's the time. So.
Well, the last time I talked to you, you were single looking at a $60,000
house. You know what? This is a lot better time to buy than back then, $8,000.
Schultes and his wife are both in their late 20s and work in insurance. He says the tax credit is a big motivator to buy now, as it is for many prospective buyers this spring. Carrie Jensen is president of the Iowa Association of Realtors. She's seeing an increase in activity at open houses across the state and more buyers getting pre-qualified for the credits. Jensen predicts an uptick in sales over the next month, but she's not worried about a corresponding drop in the market after that.
We haven't seen that drastic of an increase that I think we'll have a big crash at the end of it. I think it's just gotten more buyers off the fence maybe that were considering waiting another year to buy a home to find out if they can qualify or not. The $6,500 or $8,000 tax credit is just a little more incentive for them to think about buying a home right now rather than waiting.
There's a lot of unknowns after April 30th.
Driving in his SUV between house showings, Realtor Scott Wendell sounds a little more concerned about what will happen to the housing market next.
There's a lot of realtors that are wondering what's going to motivate buyers to buy now besides low interest rates.
Wendell says both interest rates and home prices are low and buyers have lots of choices. He hopes those factors will continue to drive activity in the market. Laura and Cody Schultes ultimately decide to have a brand new house built in the suburb of Johnston for just under $170,000. Their builder promises to have it finished and move in ready by June 30th, as the tax credit requires. Cody Schultes says after renting an apartment for the past couple of years, he and Laura are happy to be done with being tenants.
Prior to that, you know, we both had the college life where we've lived in apartments, basements, wherever we needed to. So we're ready to have our own space and, you know, just enjoy that home ownership feeling.
Realtors like Scott Wendell hope that after April 30th, more buyers will decide they also want that feeling, even without a tax credit. In Des Moines, I'm Sarah McCammon, Iowa Public Radio News.